Reddit is one of those websites that many of us have heard of and probably even used a little bit, but most people won't have a deep understanding unless you're one of the fewer hardcore users. Reddit has been around since 2005. As of October 2015, it gets about 200 million unique visitors per month from over 200 countries. There are more than 10,000 active communities on Reddit. Those statistics sound like descriptions for a country or a large state more so than a website, which is a concept supported by its laws, lingo, and dedicated citizens. You can stumble upon conversations so unique and strange that they almost feel like destinations. But to the real users, Reddit is a community with sub-communities that they frequent. I can't tell you whether or not your target audience is there as a source of leads, but I can tell you that you can find vibrant groups based around almost any subject or interest you have. In fact, there are quite a few subreddits for marketing, entrepreneurship, and leadership. Reddit is a platform that I've found fascinating for a long time, but hadn't really gotten into it until recently. I found today's guest and connected based on my curiosity to learn more about marketing on Reddit. If you're curious about this vibrant community, then you've come to the right place. So here we go. Enjoy.
What is the DNA of business marketing? How do we market ourselves now and in the future? Brand communications is evolving. Are you? Let's explore together. Spiral upwards. This is Spiral Marketing.
Dave DiGiovanni is a professional web developer and marketing consultant. Ever since he created a Twitter account in 2009, he has had a passion for social media. His obsession with Twitter eventually shifted over to Reddit, where he found a collection of communities that were valuable to consumers and brands. Since then, he's worked with his brother Paul to help brands engage the communities on Reddit with their blog, Marketer's Guide to Reddit.com, and his consulting work. Dave, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carl. Excited to do this.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man. Okay, so Reddit marketing, what an interesting topic. I think there's a lot of confusion around Reddit for brands. And I can tell you right out the gate that I've had clients who came to me after there was already a problem. You know, they'd already been banned or they've already been booted off a subreddit and they don't really understand the rules to engagement. So I think that your message is going to be interesting to a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. It's definitely a topic we chose because it's something that wasn't being covered well, and we felt we could really explore it some more and provide good information that's not out there. Yeah, we've run into the same thing with a lot of marketers and businesses that they try to get on Reddit and they kind of see it as this social bookmarking style website, which is understandable because it's a place where there are categories. They're called subreddits on Reddit. And there's categories and you can submit links. So it really mimics like an old style directory on the web. But in reality, each one of those categories is actually a community of people that are discussing a topic that they're interested in. So it's not that you're just submitting a link or a text post to a category, you're submitting it to a community. And when you're engaging a community online, it's just like engaging a community in real life. You need to listen before you talk. You need to respect the people that are there. You need to respect the rules and the guidelines that they've put in place for various reasons. And you need to understand the culture of that community. So that's really what we preach with all of our work with Reddit on the blog. It's all about approaching the community the right way, just like you would approach any community in any aspect of life.
If somebody asked the most general question of should we think of Reddit from a marketing perspective? How is it a channel? Is it just a community that you have to obey the rules and then you're afforded certain points for thought leadership? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess what I would start with is the community concept. Like I explained, you're engaging communities. And maybe if you come from advertising or even just from marketing, think of each community as a demographic. So you have a target audience, and if you want to target men, there's communities on Reddit that are mostly men there. If you want to target women, there's communities for women. And it niches all the way down to very particular interests, like, let's say, fishing, for example. There's a community just for people that like to fish. I would say find those communities that are related to your brand, to your business, and then you're engaging them. And yes, there's an opportunity to generate awareness, to generate web traffic, like social media, but there's also an opportunity, which can be really powerful, to generate feedback on your business and get inside the head of your target audience. So you can listen to that community and you can see what they're saying, see what problems they have, and see how your brand can actually solve those problems for them. So I guess I would say half generating awareness and half doing research, like market research, engaging the customers, learning more about them.
Good. Yeah, I think that's helpful. It seems like there's an important difference between Reddit and other channels where you might be really fishing for leads. It doesn't seem like Reddit is necessarily the place where you want to just funnel people directly. It feels like it's much more of an indirect funnel to build perspective and awareness. Do you generally agree with that? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I do agree with that. I mean, there is a whole advertising, self-serve advertising platform on Reddit where you can go a little more of the direct lead route. And if you have the right offer and the right message, that can be very successful. But yeah, in general, Reddit is a long game. It's a long-term proposition. It's really about your business and you cover a certain topic online. You want to be involved with the people that are discussing that topic online. And for a lot of these topics, for almost any given topic, Reddit is one of those places where the most in-depth conversations are happening about that topic. And people are sharing the newest and latest content about that topic. They're discussing the newest and latest problems they're having around that topic. So as somebody that is trying to serve a certain demographic, serve a certain interest, you really need to be there on Reddit because people are saying important things that are important to your business. And if you're not listening to that, then I don't think that's a very good marketing strategy.
Nice. Well, how are you using Reddit for marketing?
You know, that's a tricky one because we are in this space where we talk a lot about how Reddit is anti-marketing or even maybe pseudo anti-marketing, where they say they're against marketing, but in actuality, they invite brands and celebrities and people to come onto their platform all the time and market their businesses.
Right.
So we've held back from going on Reddit and marketing our services just because there's so much anti-marketing sentiment that we don't want to. People just hear, oh, you're teaching people how to market on Reddit. You're trying to make this platform a worse place. And really, we do a lot to make sure that we're not doing that. We're following a lot of principles. We have core principles that we do follow. That's been a tricky one for us, and we just haven't seen the opportunity for our particular business to market on Reddit. That being said, we do follow the marketing community on Reddit, social media, SEO, various things that are related to marketing in general. And when people bring up the topic of Reddit marketing, we always jump in there, answer questions, give our opinions, and just kind of stay in touch with just the overall sentiments that are around the idea of Reddit marketing. So I guess we're not looking for leads in any way right now, which is fine. That's not the right opportunity for our business right now on Reddit, but we are using it just to do a little bit of research and kind of keep in touch with what people are saying.
Nice. In terms of the Reddit community not wanting marketing, generally having resistance against marketing, have you caught a lot of that resistance? Are there haters actively kind of talking to you guys about it? Curious.
Yeah, I think we've gotten maybe an email or two of somebody just saying, like, not really getting what we're doing. They think that we're just helping people spam on Reddit or do upvote schemes. That's a popular term where people buy upvotes on Reddit, just similar to buying followers on Twitter or buying likes on Instagram. We've only had, I think, maybe one email like that. We've had people on Reddit where we're not specifically saying that we're doing any Reddit marketing, but we'll support the idea of marketing on Reddit in a comment, and somebody will have a little backlash against us, like, this is really dumb. You know, marketing is what's wrong with Reddit. We need less marketing on Reddit. So nothing really substantial, just comments here and there. I have had a couple of specific interactions with Alexis Ohanian, one of the co-founders of Reddit, on the platform. And when I talk about, these are kind of in the context of discussing marketing on Reddit in one of the subreddits, and I would talk about how marketing on Reddit is about listening to the communities, engaging them, contributing value to the communities, and he's been very supportive of that. So there is an understanding at Reddit HQ about what really marketing is on Reddit, and it's not the traditional spam your link, try to get direct lead kind of methodology.
Good. It makes sense because there's a definitively huge marketing community with sub communities and all of that. I can attest to that. It's gigantic. So they certainly would be missing an opportunity if they weren't educating and supporting that community, I think.
Yeah, I think marketing probably has this problem in a whole, kind of with the general population, is maybe anti-marketing because there is so many annoying marketers out there that are trying to not only scam you, but just annoy you with their ads and their pop-ups and things like that. So I think everybody kind of has to think about that and how in this day and age where there's much more subtle approaches, there's much more authentic approaches you can take.
Absolutely. What an important message for TV land out there, you know?
Exactly.
For every one spammer, there's probably 1,000 super caring and authentic marketers.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So in terms of your professional background, how did you get started?
I mean, I really got started on the web coming out of college or during college. I was going down one path to become an engineer, and I didn't really want any part of that corporate engineer life working in the office. So I really set out to build a business online, and web development was the obvious choice for me. I was technically skilled to some degree and had a little experience programming. So I built my own independent web development business that I've been running for the last 5 or 6 years now. And the entire time, me working with my brother, I have a twin brother, Paul, that I do most of my other businesses with. And we've just always been looking for other ways to make money online, to offer value. So we've kind of dabbled here and there. Twitter was something that really caught my eye in around 2009 when I first created an account. I was just so amazed that you could click on a hashtag and get the thoughts and opinions of thousands of people instantly on that topic. I did a little bit of business with that. I created a platform where you could track what people were saying about different hashtags, and you could sort what they were tweeting and filter it. But then when I found Reddit, I was just like, wow, this is kind of like hashtags to the extreme, because not only do you just have the categories, you have whole communities around each category. That really just blew my mind. And I just love the idea of people, you know, having these very casual communities where people are talking about topics. I love the voting system on Reddit that really allows you to filter out the bad content from the good content. So it makes it really easy to follow these communities as opposed to like the forums of the past. So that really got me excited about Reddit and really got me and my brother looking more at the platform and seeing how can actually brands use this as a marketing tool and a research tool.
What does it feel like to you when you think of Reddit? Does Reddit feel like this collective consciousness? Does it feel like a universe of communities, all of the above? Curious to hear your...
I think there's two sides of Reddit. There is the collective part of the mainstream Reddit, I guess you could call it, where there's people that care about Reddit culture and they care about what is being said in all of the really big Reddit communities. And then there's the other part of Reddit where, which I think actually more people use it this way, is they just find the very small number of communities that interest them and they participate there. So you might have a 60-year-old guy that's into woodworking and he's just following the woodworking subreddit and the DIY subreddit and the gardening subreddit. So that guy's a very different user than the kind of the Reddit power user that's really worried about Reddit as a whole and what's being said in the big default subreddits, which have the most number of subscribers.
Do you have any favorite stories of marketing using Reddit?
Yeah. I mean, one personal one with a personal client that we helped was our friend Jen Briney. She's a podcaster and she has this podcast called The Congressional Dish. I'll give her a plug. And what she does, she's really amazing. She watches all of the sessions on C-SPAN for the United States Congress, which is really boring probably, but she's into it. And she reads all the bills that are proposed and that go through Congress and are passed. And then she does a really comprehensive podcast episode, I think every other week, just discussing exactly what's in these bills, who's funding them, who's behind them, who's lobbying for them. And she just gives you all the information you could possibly want to know about, you know, what our Congress is doing in the United States. And so, as you can imagine, it's not the most listened to podcast because the topic might be somewhat boring or dry, but it's really important. And she was having some trouble just finding an audience for that. And she had a little bit of an audience. You know, she was generating, I think, close to $1,000 a month in donations and like not more than 5,000 downloads per episode. And we got her to do an AMA on Reddit. And AMA stands for Ask Me Anything. And if you've ever seen anything on Reddit, that you've probably seen an AMA, just because every celebrity that's promoting something does an AMA on Reddit. And it's basically where you go on the platform and you say, hey, ask me a question and I'll answer it. And the whole community asks questions and then the person answers them. And so we got her to do this, and she did it in the main AMA subreddit, which is the biggest, over a million subscribers subreddit. And she just said, hey, I've read X number of bills in the past year, ask me anything. And the AMA just blew up. It was at the top of the subreddit for the entire day. She spent 8 or 10 hours answering questions. She just met so many new people. She got tons of emails, people that are interested in her podcast. She had like 25,000 downloads of her podcast like that day. She received $1,000 in donations that day. So she matched her whole monthly donation mark in one day. She got tons of visits to her website, and she just had all these people emailing her saying, hey, I want to work with you. You know, I want to interview you on my podcast. And she just got all this awareness and publicity for the thing that she loves, the thing that she's doing. And it's really changed her life. Like she was doing the podcasting thing full time, but she wasn't seeing a ton of success. And now it's really something that has the potential to support her full time.
That's awesome. That's quite a commercial. I'm sure people will hear that and think they want to do an AMA right away. I bet it's not that simple.
It's not that simple. The key to a good AMA is you have to have an impressive accomplishment. It's not about what you want to do or what you think would be great for the world. It's about what have you done that's really cool and has helped other people. I think that's the key to an AMA. Obviously, if you're famous, you get famous for a reason. So I don't want to denigrate any famous people.
Sure.
But, you know, many of them are talented, if not all of them. But you have to have done something really, really amazing or something really cool that impresses the Reddit community. And if you have, you want to make that the focus of your title for the AMA. And you kind of go from there for people to ask you questions off of that. So if you don't have those accomplishments, if you haven't put a ton of work and time into something, probably not a good idea to do an AMA.
Do you have an example of what you hear a lot maybe that is especially bad? You know, like if somebody has, I don't want to guess, are there good examples of when you might think it's the right time, but it's really not?
I mean, I've seen some examples of companies that are controversial and they say, hey, I'm going to do an AMA, and they're just not really ready to answer those controversial questions. The one I can think of recently, just because it's been in the news, is Ashley Madison. I've probably heard about all the hacking of that and the release of all the information. They did an AMA probably over a year ago, and the CEO did. And the top question was basically accusations that the platform is full of bots that, you know, prey on men to give them money, and then you actually never meet the person in real life. And there's a bunch of accusations basically posed in the AMA. So they didn't even respond to the accusations. They responded to some of them, but not all. So if you're going to do it, you have to be ready for the controversy, especially if you've done anything controversial in your past. You have to be ready to respond to that and have some type of valid response. Otherwise, it's just going to look bad, because when you look back at that AMA, it basically just confirms the accusation when I see the accusation there and no response from the company. So there's been a lot of examples of that over the years. And yeah, that's just one specific one I can think of right now.
Yeah, that's helpful. It's kind of amazing, really, that a company like Ashley Madison, where they are literally, it's a service to set up affairs, would put themselves out in public like that and not be able to respond to something controversial.
Yeah, you got to see that coming. And that's kind of the first thing is, like, are you prepared to open up here? Because you're not going to get the fluffy, run-of-the-mill questions that you might get on a morning show or even a radio show or a podcast. You're going to get the question. And the questions that get upvoted the most are the most intriguing ones. And if there's controversy about your business or something you've done in the past, maybe as an individual, Reddit's likely to bring that up. You need to be aware of that before you go into it.
What would you tell someone brand new to this space who it's literally their job to engage a community on Reddit and it's their first day on the job? How do they get started?
Yeah, I mean, you start by creating an account. That's definitely key, because once you create an account, you can actually go in there and subscribe to specific subreddits that interest you, as opposed to just seeing the default set of subreddits that Reddit will show you on the homepage. So definitely create an account. Verify your email address. It's not something that Reddit requires you to do, but it's an option. And once you do that, it lifts some of the minor spam restrictions. You'll be able to post a little more often, and your links and things will less likely be caught in the spam filter. But really, the first thing you should be doing after you subscribe to the subreddits that interest you is just listening to them and reading them. Spend a couple weeks visiting those subreddits on a regular basis and just see what people are talking about and consume the content that's being shared. Because in that time, you're going to pick up on all of the rules in the subreddit, the culture of the subreddit, any terminology that might be used there. I mean, just like any community, there tends to be a lot of niche terminology that's passed around, shorthand things for topics that are mentioned on a regular basis. So you just need to get in there and become a part of the community. And you do that, there's no other way to do it except by reading it and just consuming the content. So I think that's really the first step. I mean, after that, then you're getting into, you know, maybe leaving a comment. You could ask a question to the community, share somebody's content that's not yours, just because you don't want to start out by promoting yourself. I mean, just imagine showing up at a party and just only promoting yourself the entire time. I mean, you got to think of it in those terms. You want to give before you receive. That's definitely the overall message I would tell someone.
That's helpful. What do you think the learning curve is like? What's the time commitment like? You know, any tips and tricks for that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little more difficult than your average social media site, like a Twitter or a Facebook. Facebook can get a little complicated itself just because there's more to do there. And the design, I mean, one thing that Reddit lacks, that I feel it really lacks, is a good quality design that's easy to navigate. I think you ask most people that go on the platform, the site looks like it's 10 years old, and it is. So I would say you just have to take your time with it. I mean, you'll probably become a better web browser as a person, a web surfer, if you use Reddit, because it really teaches you how to read headlines and separate different parts of the page so you can actually get through it. But yeah, you really just need to put the time in there. I mean, depending on your own, what you're bringing to the table as far as internet savviness, it could take you, you know, you could immediately get it, or it might take you a couple weeks before you really start to feel comfortable on the platform. But there's a lot of great information out there. If you Google the guide to Reddit on Google, you'll find some great kind of ultimate guides to Reddit written by sources like Mashable or TechCrunch. So I would definitely recommend checking those out. And of course, our website has a great beginner's guide too.
I was going to say, you guys have a few guides yourself. We'd be happy to link, especially if you think there's one that might be most appropriate, we'd be happy to link to it.
Yeah, I think just right on the homepage of marketersguidetoreddit.com is our, you'll see a opt-in for our beginner's guide.
There you go.
Yeah, that's definitely the place to start. Of course, check out our blog to see other topics and more niche topics being discussed, but that beginner's guide is a great place to start.
Nice. I'm curious, what would be considered, in your opinion, more of an advanced tactic on Reddit?
Well, we talked about AMAs. That's definitely a more advanced topic because you need to have all the basics down before you even think about doing an AMA. You need to know how to comment, how to reply to comments, how to vote on comments, and how to find the new comments that are coming in that you haven't responded to yet. So AMAs are definitely an advanced topic. We have an AMA guide on our website as well. Other than that, I mean, advertising, that's somewhat of an advanced topic. If you're used to using something like Google pay-per-click ads, or any of the other social media pay-per-click ads, it shouldn't be that difficult to get started on a Reddit advertising campaign. We do have an advertising campaign or a Reddit advertising guide on our website as well that I recommend. Other than that, I mean, I guess asking a community for feedback, if you're a brand and you've identified a community on Reddit that is interested in your brand, they're talking about your brand, they use your products, I think going in there and saying, hey, what do you guys think about this product or that product or this decision we recently made, that's kind of an advanced strategy that I highly recommend to brands, because you're going to get at least one piece of quality feedback when you ask a Reddit community what they think. Just because you're asking a community, so you're not asking one person, you're asking a group of people, and that group is then people, they're giving their ideas to you, and then they're also voting up the ideas that they like the best. The really good pieces of feedback are going to rise to the top. And it's going to be something that you can act on, that you can make a decision about.
Nice. Real briefly, I just wanted to restate that, if you don't mind, could you restate the flight path for Reddit? Is it account creation, learning how to listen, how to look up and subscribe to subreddits, how to comment by asking for feedback? What's the rest of the flight path look like until you get to AMA status?
Yes, you've created your account, you subscribe to the subreddits that interest you, then you're consuming those subreddits on a regular basis, you're learning about the communities, you feel like you're a part of the community now. Now you're ready to actually leave some comments, comment on other articles, maybe ask a question, maybe not directly about you, but ask a question to the subreddit, like, what do you think about this issue? Then you can maybe share some other content that you found that's really high quality and high value. Now you're ready to do some of the more advanced things like the AMAs. Do an AMA in the subreddit and say, hey, I represent this brand and we're thinking about doing this. What do you think about that? And feel free to ask me any question about our brand. That can be a great way to just have a nice engagement with the subreddit that's really meaningful to them, because they don't, it's not every day they get to talk to the leaders of the brands that they consume. You're ready to do an AMA, and then you're ready to ask for, maybe ask for feedback about a specific thing you've done, or you're ready to maybe promote some content that you've created. I think that's definitely another part of this process, is every brand today really needs to be creating content. That's ubiquitous now. If you're on the internet, you're also a media company. That's what Gary Vaynerchuk always says. And so if you're creating that content, Reddit can be a great place to share it. If you're going to share it, I suggest taking it out of a blog post, posting it directly to Reddit as text. Redditors really appreciate that, because they hate having to click on something and not gain extra value for clicking there. So if you can take your content and post it as text on Reddit directly, they'll really appreciate that. You can add a link at the end of the post and say, hey, this is where this was originally posted. And you can say, hey, I work for this company. You know, this is who I am and this is why I posted this. Put a little disclaimer, be honest about who you are. That's really key to our strategy on Reddit. That's the overall path, is from account creation to then actually engaging the community and eventually promoting your own brand.
Excellent. What keeps you passionate about your work in Reddit?
Yeah, what keeps me passionate? I guess it's just that I feel like this is just the beginning for online communities. Reddit is really, it's more advanced than like the old school forums that we're used to, but there's still so much further that this can go. I envision more advanced communities coming out that really do a good job of condensing lots of opinions from a community of people into one single voice that then can be communicated to people that are in power. So whether it's a brand leader, somebody with authority, like a politician, I really just see more and more people using community to do kind of amazing things in the world and communicate with people that just don't have time to communicate with individuals. Politicians don't have time to communicate with every single one of us individually. But if we can come together around a community, find out the ideas that we all believe and all support the most, then send those ideas to that politician, now we've created a powerful relationship with them. And that works with, you know, politicians, CEOs, your local PTA board. There's really no limit to how we can use these communities to do things in the world.
Love it. That's great. What leaders do you admire in the space?
Yeah, I mean, one person that I really admire is Tim Ferriss. I just love his ability to learn and how he's really all about learning how to learn, which is something that's maybe lost in our education system a little bit. I just love how he's always cutting out all of the excess. There's kind of a nice, beautiful minimalism to that, kind of focus on the things that work really well. So yeah, Tim Ferriss is definitely one of them.
Have you noticed him doing any work on Reddit? I bet he's done an AMA.
Yeah, he's done AMAs to promote his things. He's actually done some cool things. And I mean, I was talking in marketing in general, but related to Reddit, he's used a tool called Google Moderator, which is now defunct, unfortunately. But he's used this tool called Google Moderator to crowdsource questions from his audience for his podcast guests. So Google Moderator was kind of like a subreddit where you could ask a question or you could prompt a community to give you a response about something, and then people could vote up the responses that they liked the best. So he had his audience posting questions and then voting on the questions that they liked the best. And then he would then ask the questions that got the most votes on his podcast. And then he actually ended up, he has a subreddit that he didn't create, a fan created it, but it's just reddit.com/r/Tim Ferriss. And he's actually used that a couple times now to crowdsource those questions now that the Google Moderator technology is not available anymore.
Got it. Was there a significant event that made you what you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a significant event. I mean, I don't want to put too much of the credit on Tim Ferriss, but reading his book, 4-Hour Work Week, was really big for me. It was at that time in my life where I was thinking, I was in college and I was thinking about what I want to do. And that was one of the books that just said, hey, like, you don't have to go down the traditional path of working for, you know, in an office or for a corporation as an engineer. You know, you can build a business online. So him, along with a guy, Pat Flynn, who you've probably heard of. Yeah, he was another one of those guys that I was reading his blog posts and listening to him at that time. And those are just two guys that stick out in my mind right now that really just made me feel like I could go down this other path and work online and build a business online. And then, of course, personally, I'd have to give credit to just my parents and the upbringing that they gave me.
Very cool. I'm also fond of Tim Ferriss and Pat Flynn, but Tim Ferriss, I was a quick side story. A buddy of mine got married and I happened to be in the wedding, and he gave all of his groomsmen the 4-hour work week. That was my introduction. So it's like, okay, I guess he considers this a pretty influential book. Is there a question or challenge you pose to yourself to perform better?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. One thing that I'm really working on right now is local networking. I think I've done a decent job of connecting with people online, and maybe I've done that to the extreme with neglecting the people in my own community. You know, I live in somewhat of a small town. I don't live in a big city, so I always just brush it off as like, oh, there's nobody in this town that I can work with. But that's obviously not true. So I've challenged myself to go out and find the people, meet some new people in my area that I can work with, or people that I can just be friends with and learn from and hopefully help in some way.
Nice. What kind of clients are you generally looking for?
One type of client that we're particularly interested in is content creators right now, just because they're independent and they can really benefit from adding a community aspect to their marketing strategy. Whether that's engaging communities online, communities that are related to the topics that they write about or they create content about, or it's creating a community for their own audience, for their own fans. So those are the kind of two aspects of our business right now: community engagement, going out and finding the communities, and community development, building your own community for your own audience. So we just feel like content creators are one type of client that really can benefit from both of those strategies. Any brand that has kind of an end consumer is really ripe for this type of marketing, especially if those consumers are creating content themselves or have a desire to create content. Like GoPro is a really good example. They have a subreddit for people that like GoPro. So it's just a bunch of GoPro owners posting the pictures and the videos and the things that they're taking with their GoPro. So that's just kind of a no-brainer for a company like that that has these users that are creating tons of content. Like, give them a community, let them share their content with other users and see what comes out of that.
Interesting. Great. Well, content creators in Kalamazoo or not too far off, pay attention and get in touch. What do you think the future of marketing on Reddit will look like? Do you see the ad platform expanding?
I don't see it expanding in the sense that them adding more advertising space on the website. I would think that more people are going to use it just because Reddit is still growing. From everything that they're telling us is that they're still gaining lots more subreddits and lots more users. And, you know, I see their page views continuing to increase. So I would guess that people are going to continue to, more and more people are going to advertise on the platform. What I really hope to see, I don't know if it'll work out this way because I obviously don't work for Reddit and don't have any control over what they do and how they promote their platform. But I think they really need to make an effort to work with brands that want to do more than just advertise on their platform. I want to see them be matchmakers between brands and communities and say, hey, you're a brand that does this. You have this campaign you're trying to promote. Here's a great community where you can collaborate with this community and do something really cool with them, whether it's a contest or some type of charity event or campaign. And there's brands that have done this, and it works really well because Redditors are internet savvy. They know how to write. They have good ideas. And if you're a company and you're trying to maybe crowdsource something, Reddit can be a really great user base for you to do that.
Excellent. Okay. I wanted to ask you, is there any kind of a unique listening box for Reddit? Is there a way to look at their traffic and trends at a higher level?
You know, it's kind of a fluctuating environment because there is, if you look up like Reddit stats or Reddit metrics on Google, you'll find an ever-changing sea of applications that are just created by people, by programmers for fun. There isn't really a really good official Reddit stats application or resource where you can look things up. I mean, Reddit does, every subreddit on Reddit can choose to make their, to make very basic traffic stats available. So you can go to some subreddits and click on their traffic stats link and you'll see what kind of traffic that subreddit is getting. If you go to reddit.com/about to their about page, every month they update, you know, how many people visited the website and how many active communities there are on the website right now. It's kind of an amalgam of things, but yeah, I don't know any of the names offhand in terms of stats. There is a couple of websites, Karmalytics.com and TrackReddit.com, and I'll give them both a plug because they both do what they do equally well, but that's for monitoring Reddit. So if you have a brand name that you want to monitor on Reddit just to see if anybody's talking about you and be alerted when they do talk about you, check out both of those websites and use one of those tools because you'll get an email instantly in your inbox that says, hey, somebody mentioned your brand name on Reddit, and then you can go see what they said and potentially engage them and have a positive engagement with them. You can also use it to track some keywords that are very interesting to your brand. So maybe you want to know when somebody's talking about topic X. You can monitor that, and then every time somebody mentions it, you can go in and jump in and see what they're saying.
Love it. Thank you. What's the next big project for you, Dave?
Yeah, I guess we've been focusing so much on the community engagement and on Reddit, and we'll keep doing that. We still love the platform. We see a lot of potential there. We're trying to get more into the community development side of things. So we're really looking for the right client or brand that is looking to build a community for their customers, for their fans, and helping them do that. So that's definitely the next thing on our horizon is building a community.
Nice. Thank you so much. Okay, well, what's the best place for people to learn more and to reach you?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about Reddit and marketing on Reddit, definitely check out marketersguidetoreddit.com. We have all of our guides, all of our free guides there, and tons of blog posts, more than you could ever want to read about marketing on Reddit. If you want to see more about our consulting work, the things that we've done with community engagement, community development, check out groupsrc.com. That's our consulting business. And then, of course, if you have any questions for me, you can email me directly, dave@groupsrc.com. Feel free to email me any questions you have about Reddit or anything else.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me, Carl. I really appreciate it.
The links referenced will be in today's show notes at spiralmarketing.com. Come check it out. As always, thanks for listening. Cheers.